Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? This is Cecilia. We are here, and we are here on this Sunday. And so there are so many people that would love to be here on this Sunday. They would just love to be here in order to speak and to be heard. And so on today, we're going to talk about a subject that everyone needs, whether you believe you need it or whether you accept that you need it. We're still going to talk about it. So I will come back to that scripture. I'm going to ask the people on the line if they could, talk with us as well. So we're going to start off with prayer with Minister Sheila. She's going to pray for us. And then immediately after that, she's going to share with us what wisdom means to her and how she defines it and give examples of it. And then we're going to let our listening audience participate as well, and then I will be back with you. So, Minister Sheila, can you go ahead?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for blessing us with another day of life, another day that we can see the love and the mercy of you and the joy to love and to praise your name. Father, I give honor to you. Close ahead in my life to wake us up to give us another day that you didn't have to. But Lord, I thank you for all the lives that you did spare this morning, that you shared your love with and given us life. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for each and every living thing on this earth that you said we can have another day. I give honor to Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCord, Missionary Linda Handy, Missionary Cookie, Tony Montgomery, Dr. Serena Wright. I give honor to Minister Seabury. I give honor to all the pastors, the missionaries, the ministers, the deacons, the Bishop, the Apostle, the Evangelist. Lord, I give honor to all your teachers and all your sons and daughters that you have here on earth to try to teach us and to lead us in the right way, to bring us out of the darkness, to bring us into the light of love and joy, and to understand that you are the way of life. You made this earth for us to live. You gave life for that we can have, that we need to cherish and honor it, and thank you for this day. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandson, nieces, nephews. I thank you for my bloodline family and my spiritual family. Lord, I thank you for each and every one of us to bless us to carry on today, excuse me, with the gracious and the love of you, no matter what we're going through with these demon, devil, hatred, ugly crime people, the government that's was wrecking the world, and we pray that this new government to come in and to share and to clean up, to help all understand we are all one people. We are here as one. We are the sons and daughters of the above Father, and to remove us from all these hateful curses and these possessed demons that is trying to take over and destroy your world. Thank you to bless this law enforcement to let them know they are here to serve all the people, not just some of the people, no matter what your race, religion, gender is, no matter what, we are all one. We are all sons and daughters of the Lord, and we need to understand that no matter if it's on our job, within our family, within our neighborhood, or just walking or driving up and down the street to let the people know, stop taking from us what God has blessed us with, to just not to ruin our life, to hurt us, to take what we have. When if you do, God can do for you, and as you can have on your own. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. And I just want to ask for all that I've been listening today. Again, forgive me and excuse me, because yet I am at work, but yet I do have time and will have time to continue with this service and say the prayer. But I just want to turn it back over to the hands or to the other ones that's on the line and this, the apostle, because I am at work and destiny to, but I will join in and keep in, and we'll be back later. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen, and be blessed. And remember, God is the way and the only way. Amen. Back over to you.
Amen. So is there anyone that wants to participate this morning by defining wisdom, how you define it, how the Bible defines it, however you would like to, and then to share some examples? So I just want to see if there's anyone that wanted to share on this morning concerning wisdom.
Good morning, Apostle Lack, and I'd like to say good morning to all those who are listening now and that will listen the archives. This is Minister Margot. I thank God for another Sunday, and in regards to our topic of wisdom, I looked at some of the meanings that are put forth in the dictionary, and it talks about the ability to understand inner qualities and the ability to have insight into things. So when I think of wisdom, I think of the ability to be able to actually observe the actions of those around you and to learn from it. And also just knowing when to speak and when not to. I think many times we can learn so much by just listening and observing the actions of others. And that insight that's talked about, I feel, is something that you can only get through experience. And also that can be, I think, improved when we have a sound base in our belief, understanding of God and His Word, knowing that His Word and knowing Him is basically the beginning of knowledge. So that's my addition for this morning to this point. God bless you.
Amen. Anyone else? Thank you so much for sharing that about wisdom being a person having the ability to know how to observe and when to speak and when not to speak and being insightful. Just want to give anyone an opportunity. Just going to wait again to see if there's anyone else. Okay, I'm going to share some quick definitions and things that wisdom is said to be similar to. And also some scriptures on wisdom. And then just to talk about how we can apply it to our lives. And what I love about wisdom is that I love how the word reminds us that it's a principle thing. So that means we all need it. And although we do have intellect, which is different, and education, in the academic world, wisdom is definitely a divine thing. So therefore, I'm going to share a few definitions with you, just like Minister Margot did. Wisdom is defined as having experience and knowledge, good judgment. It's soundness, soundness in your decision-making, soundness in the application of your experiences in life, your knowledge. It's about having good judgment, like I said earlier. But do you know that you can have a body of knowledge and principles that the society and your particular era says is wisdom, but it doesn't always necessarily line up with what God is declaring wisdom to be? I love how it talks about how wisdom is similar to intelligence. It's similar to understanding. It's similar to being insightful. It's similar to having discernment. It's similar to having good sense. It's similar to to having common sense and shrewdness and astuteness and acumen and foresight and clear-sightedness and prudence and logic and rationale and saneness. Wow, did you hear that, saneness? So obviously, if someone has insanity or is insane, that and they're sharing what they call is wisdom, you may want to check it and line it up against the Word of God. It says that you're sharp, that you're savvy. But it says the opposite of wisdom is stupidity and folly. Those are pretty strong words. So that means that wisdom must be just as strong. Have you ever thought about that? That someone that is saying they're sharing their experience with you and their understanding and their judgment and their compassion and their knowledge and their various ethics, that they're sharing with you something as powerful as the opposite. Because when we call people foolish or say they're operating in foolishness or they're operating in folly or what they did is stupid, those are pretty strong words. And wisdom, wow, wisdom, to say that someone is wise, to say that they're sharing wisdom with you, is not something you just want to throw around. It's not just something you want to call people wise. And I've seen people say to people, oh, they're so wise. Are they? Are they really that wise? You need to know that wisdom is something of benevolence. It's something that's divine. And so when we tell someone that they're wise, we're telling them that what they're sharing with us is divine. So let's not be so quick to tell people that they're wise or that they have wisdom. You can be intelligent. You can be a person that makes good decisions based off of finances, based off of life experiences, but that could be something that isn't necessarily wise, but it's a judgment call. It's something that you've learned. And so it's not that just because someone has a doctoral degree, just because someone has a master's degree, just because someone has a bachelor's degree, that they're so wise, because there are some people that we have and that have shared with us in our families and in our associations that they have the wisdom of God and they don't have a degree. They don't have the things that we're looking for. So a lot of times we need to ask God, is that person intelligent? Is that person brilliant? Or is that person wise? Because a wise person will not always do things that line up with what society says. Because it takes wisdom to know that your decision can affect someone spiritually and naturally. And that's why it's a benevolent word. It's a word that's divine. It's a word from God that should not be easily bestowed upon someone. Because I love how Proverbs 7:4 says, love wisdom like a sister. Make insight a beloved member of your family. Wow. That's deep, that wisdom is to be like a member of your family. You know how we value people that are a member of our family, or we should. That's something that we definitely should do. We need to learn how to value our family members, how to value their wisdom. Growing up when Minister Margot, Elder Montgomery, and many of the elders that were in the same lineage as Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila and I, but they were older than us. And our sister, Minnie is older than us. Minnie isn't necessarily a person that will quote the scriptures to you, but she has wisdom. She has wisdom that is beyond our years because she's much older than us. And so there's things that she says, and if you would think about what she said, you'll say, we're on ministry lines sometimes and people are speaking and Minister Margaret will share a word with them and they'll say, yeah, and they'll repeat what she said and things of that sort. She teaches also on Monday nights, and don't miss it. You will definitely be blessed to hear her on this week. And so we also have Elder Montgomery, who's a great teacher. She's been married for very
a very long time. Most people think of being married 3 years is a very long time. No, we have people that have been married 40 years, and even our parents have been married in 50-some years. And so they have wisdom that they could share with us that is both, like I said, it's natural and it's spiritual. And so that's why we want to make sure that when we're sharing wisdom with people, it is just that. It's not intellect. It's not just experience. It's not just things on this side of heaven. But when we share wisdom with people, we have to know that it comes from God. Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 18 says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and gain thereof of fine gold. She is more precious." See, wisdom is even called a she. "She is more precious than rubies." Oh, my goodness. "More precious than gold." Wow. "More precious than silver." "Finer than, more precious than fine gold." Wow. "All of these things thou canst desire not to be compared unto her. Length of days in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways of pleasantness, and all her paths and peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her." Do you hear that? Wisdom is life. So that means if someone's sharing something with you and it's not bringing life, is it really wisdom? Proverbs 10 and 23 says, "It is a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom." How many people do you know that have wisdom? How many people do you know that think that they know everything and that their counsel is so wise, but in actuality, what they're telling you can actually hurt you? Proverbs 17, 27 and 28 says, "He hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man understanding of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. He that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding." Remember earlier, didn't we just hear that from Minister Margot? She said, "One that knows when to speak and when not to speak." And here's Proverbs 17 and 28 lining up with what she said. It said that, once again, let me read it. "Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips seemeth a man of understanding." Wow. Proverbs 18 and 15 says, "The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." Proverbs 19 and 20, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end." Isn't that wonderful that as we go on in life and we seek God and we spend time with God, that in our latter years that he bestows upon us even more wisdom? Because James 1 and 5 says, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally, unbraideth not, and it shall be given him." And then James 3 and 17 says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, is gentle, easy to be entreated, is full of mercy, is has good fruit, is without partiality, is without hypocrisy." Now, can you imagine that? Some people that say they're wise, they only share their wisdom with certain people. They only share what they deem as wisdom with certain groups. Wait a minute. If it comes from God, the word says that you're full of mercy and that you share it without partiality. So where does partiality come in with wisdom? Well, according to the word, it's pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, and you share it without partiality. Now, I can tell you, I know a lot of people that they will share it for at least what they call wisdom for a certain amount of money. You know, do you really have to give someone money? Or do you really have to give someone a gift? You can give someone money and a gift and things of that sort out of the kindness out of your heart.
But can you really charge someone for wisdom? Where is that? How is that without partiality? Why would we try to charge for wisdom when God didn't charge us? He said all we had to do was ask. Once again, James 1:5, if any man or any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So if God gives it to us, and we know he does because the word says so, and he gave it to us liberally, he gave it to us just because we asked. So now we're going to take the wisdom of God, excuse the expression, and pimp it? I don't think so. I don't think so. We're supposed to give it without, we're supposed to give it without partiality. We're supposed to give it to those that need it. We're supposed to know when to share it, when not to share it, because we don't want to be a person in folly, because we know that we know when to hold it and when to share it, because not everyone that's asking you for advice or your wisdom really wants it. Some people are asking you for it because they want to use it for a book. They want to use it for an interview. They want to use it for whatever reason. So we have to ask for God for even the wisdom of who to share our wisdom with. We don't want to just throw it out there like you're throwing stuff to swine. It's far precious than rubies. That's what wisdom is. It's far precious than fine gold. That's what wisdom is. It's far precious than diamonds. That's what wisdom is. So we have to realize that we need the wisdom of God. That is such an honor. There's some people will say, oh, that person can't tell me anything because they're younger than me. Where is that in the Bible? Or that person can't tell me anything because they're not married. Where is that in the Bible? That person can't tell me anything because they have never worked a day in their life. Where is that in the Bible? That person can't tell me anything because they've done this or they've done that or they're guilty of this, they're guilty of that. Well, according to James 3:17, it says that wisdom is even full of mercy. Ooh, I know somebody just said ouch, but that's okay because we're going to keep on. Ephesians 5:15-17 says, see then that ye walk circumvently, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Did you know that? That wisdom is even in our teaching. Excuse me, it's even in our admonishing one another. It's even in the songs that we sing. Do you know how precious it is to be in a meeting or in a service or on a program and someone ministers to you in song? Someone ministers to you in a word of knowledge. Someone ministers to you poetically. Every time someone shares their wisdom with us, it doesn't necessarily have to be the spoken word. What about if they share something that they wrote? Or what about if they share something that they sing? I don't know if you've ever been to those services where the prophet or prophetess is actually singing and they're praying for people at the same time. Well, that is still a form of people sharing their wisdom. So we can't get caught up on how we think it should be delivered. Whatever methodology God tells that person to use, that's what they'll use. Selah. Think about that. How many times have we decided, they didn't speak that. So that wasn't wisdom. They didn't write that. That wasn't wisdom. They didn't cite it. You know, they say that in the academic world. Who are you citing? I'm citing the Lord. Who are you citing? I'm citing the Holy Spirit. Who are you citing? You know, if I'm citing God and His Holy Spirit, if I'm citing Jesus, that's the greatest citation I could ever write. That's the greatest citation I could ever give. If someone is saying that what you're sharing with them, whether it's in song or whether it's in psalm or whether it's in a spoken word or whether it's in however God gave you to share it, be comfortable enough to share it the way that God said to share it. Don't get caught up on, I think I heard Minister Sylvia do it before and Minister Margot. We can be in a program and having a service, and they might sing a song. They'll just break out in a song. Because the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our God, told them to share that word in song. Receive it, whether it's in song or whether it's in poetic flow or however. We can sometimes miss out on the blessings of God because of who delivered it or how it was delivered. Let's not do that. Let's not get caught up in who delivered it, because to be honest, the deliverer was God. He just used a certain person to deliver it to us. So please, whatever you do, allow the wisdom and the word of knowledge from God to be delivered through the vessel and vehicle that He wants to. If He can use a mule, if He can use me, if He can use a Bible, whatever He can use, I'm okay with it. Luke 21 and 15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. Ooh, that's powerful. I'm going to say that again. The word of God in Luke 21:15 says, for I will give you a mouth, not just this natural mouth we have, but we're talking about a spiritual mouth right here, and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Can you imagine that? So if He gave you a mouth, you may have to speak it, you may have to sing it, but the key is that He gave you the mouth and the wisdom. How many of us accept the wisdom that God gives us? How many of us accept how He tells us to share it? Well, I can tell you this. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. I can tell you this. I know that God is El Elyon. I know that God is Adonai. I know that God is Abba Father. I know that God is my fortress and my help. I know that God is my strong tower. I know that God is omnipotent. I know He knows everything. I know He's everywhere. I know that God is supreme. I know that He's the Lord. I know that He's my master and teacher. I know that He's everlasting and eternal. I know that He's exceedingly my great reward. I know that He's the Lamb of God. I know He's without spot or wrinkle. I know that He's my great redeemer and restorer, and He's a refiner, and that He's perfecting those things concerning me. So even with me knowing all of that, I know it because God has given me a mouth and the wisdom to know that. Do you know there are some people out there that says there is no God? Yes, it is. And they believe it. You know, there are some people out there that think that they are God. Well, He did create us in His form and in His likeness, but we'll never be greater than Him. But He knows that together we can do great things, but we'll never be greater than God. There's a wisdom that we gain just in knowing who He is. There's also a wisdom that we gain in acknowledging who He is. You know, you can know someone's name but not know them.
That's similar to God. A lot of us know his name, but we don't know him. We don't intimately know God. We don't know that he is the balm in Gilead, that he'll heal us and that he'll keep us. We don't know him in a form that we know that he's a strong deliverer. We don't know him in knowing that he's the fountain of living water and he's our hiding place and our resting place. We don't know him in knowing that he's the Lord mighty in battle. We don't know him in knowing that he's a rewarder, he's the rock, he's truth. We don't know him in knowing that he's our advocate, he's our anchor, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. We don't know him in knowing that he's an all-consuming fire. You've got to know more than his name. You've got to know him. And in order to know God, you've got to spend time with him. We get in these relationships with people and we want to spend time with them all day, all night. We just can't get enough of them. But then we want to give God 5 minutes, but we want God to do all of these great things for us. God is that kind of God that although we don't give him the time that he deserves, he'll still be good to us. When he created us in his likeness and image, it was the fellowship with him. It was to spend time with him. But you want to know what's funny? We have the nerve to, like I said, we just, let me see, I'm too busy. I got to work today. No, I got to do this. I got to do that. There are some people that their significant other is more important to them than God. He said you can't put a God above him. But I can tell you, there are some people, they get married and their husband or their wife can say something, and it'll overrule what God has said to them. Be careful. Don't let that husband or that wife or that child be more to you than God. Be careful. Don't let that car or that house or that outfit or that diamond or that money be more to you than God. You can't do that. Or if you do, we know the consequences of making someone or something more than God. It's called idolatry. So let's have the wisdom of God to know that we need to know him. Let's get to know God. In every aspect of our lives, let's get to know him. You want to know that he is a strong deliverer. You want to know that he's your secret place. You want to know that you can abide in him. You want to know that he is your fortress and your refuge. You want to know that he'll deliver you from the snare and the fowler. I'm talking about Psalms 91, knowing him. You want to know that he'll hide you under his feathers. You want to know that many may fall at your left hand or your right hand, 10,000 here and there, but it won't come nigh you. You need to know him, not just his name, but know him. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do you know him like that? Have you sought him like that? Have you sought him first? Or did you seek the advice of this person or that person or the other person? But did you seek ye first the kingdom of God? Yes, you're right. We are to call for the elders of the church. Yes, you're right. We are to listen to the apostles, the pastors, the preachers, the teachers, the bishops, the prophets, the deacons, the intercessors, and the various fivefold ministry gifts. You're right. But we're to listen to them and follow them as they follow Christ. So that means in order for you to know that they're following Christ, you have to have your own relationship with God. That's wisdom. Knowing him for yourself. Is there an area in your life that you don't know him? Have you thought that you came up with all of those things that made your marriage last this long, your relationship last this long? Have you thought that the decisions you made in your finances was all you? Just asking. Did you know that that situation you were dealing with that discrimination and that prejudice and that person that was envious of you and jealous of you and covetous of you, that God didn't let it bother you, it didn't faze you, but you still blessed them? Did you think that was you? Did you think it was just you, or did you know that the wisdom of God said, pray for them? I'm going to use you to be a blessing to them. Did you know that when you praise God and when you worship him in spirit and in truth, the word said he seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth? That's you. That's me. That's others. That time when our finances were going to the left and the right and he resurrected them. That time when God resurrected that relationship. That time when God told you where to sow and who to sow into. That time he said, write the book and make it plain. Yeah, that time. That time he told you to sing that song or that hymn to that person. And now they're just blessed. They're just praising God. He resurrected them through you. Or did you think it was just you? That time when he said, tell them. And you said, no, I can't do that. I'm going to hurt their feelings. And that time he said, I told you to rebuke and to reprove in season and out of season. Mm-hmm. The wisdom of God that said, I didn't tell you to say that to that person in the group. I told you to take them to the side. Why are you out here showboating? The wisdom of God that told you to be a blessing. The wisdom of God that said, I'm going to show you how to show others how to do something that you've never been trained and certified to do. But as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm going to show you that I can show you how to do anything at any time, and that people will say, wow, who showed him or her how to do that? And that you'll be so humble that you'll say, God did it. And that God will take that one thing that he gave you, that one talent, and make you a person of many talents. That when people say, you know, I wanted to wonder about this, I wonder about that, and all of a sudden, your name becomes a household name, where everybody's saying, you need something done, call this person. You need something done, call that person. Minister Sylvia and Stan needed to get something fixed. And the HSA that they were working at told them who to use. Now, as a household name, if those people don't do a great job, the both of them could come back and say, oh, don't send them to my house no more. How many of you know that word of mouth is a type of wisdom that can be shared? We just talked about wanting to talk and when not to talk. There are some people out here that if they say don't do something, people aren't going to do it just because of the wisdom that they have. I'm not going to say a name, but we had a leader in place that no matter what anybody did, he had something to say. He wasn't pleased with nobody. But guess what? Everyone knew that he had influence, but he didn't have wisdom. So just because you have influence don't mean that you have wisdom. And I'm going to pray on today that all of us walk in the wisdom of God, share the wisdom of God impartial, share it in mercy, but most of all, share it and thank God for it. So, Minister Sheila, I'll turn the program back over to you because this day is a day for us to go to God
asking him for wisdom, and he's going to show us how and when to share it, because not everybody wants your wisdom for the right reason, and not everybody wants your wisdom, period. Some people will use it to try to make a mockery of God. So let's ask God, although we're sharing it with impartiality, when, how, and who. Minister Sheila? Minister Sheila, are you still there? Okay, well, I've opened up the line for anyone that would like to share. I don't know if Minister Sheila is doing something or what, but just go ahead and share if you have anything to share, and if you don't, I'll come back with the announcements and with the prayer.
I'm sorry. I had it on mute. I just want to thank everyone for what they were saying. Excuse me for this morning.
Get the phone to sing.
And I just want to say I thank the Lord for blessing me with a wisdom, knowledge, capable mother, because she, to me, has so much wisdom and knowledge. She used to tell us to do things or things was going to happen or just sit back and watch and listen. As Minister Margot said earlier, sometimes it's just, you know, just shut up. You don't need to say nothing. Sometimes you need to just look and listen. And my mom used to tell me that so much. Till when she tell me to do things, I was like, what kind of woman is this? Not knowing that she was a woman of God until I was taught that. She used to can tell you so much, show you so much, that at the time growing up, I didn't know it was God in her. It was the knowledge and the wisdom and the faith and the leadership. And once I got to understand and learn it, I used to bless myself with the words of God from my mom when she was no longer here. Because when I go to do something, like she hold me or grab me or say, be quiet, look, listen. Watch the area before you enter, because sometimes you need to wait a second before you step backwards before you step ahead. Or it's just God has the wisdom or the knowledge. If you have the faith and the hope and the trust and the belief in Him, He can lead you in and away from trouble, lead you into the right guidance. And I just thank the Lord for blessing me with the family that was able to teach and help us to understand the word and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you for my bloodline family, because without this family, I think I would be totally lost, because I see so many families that I don't need God. Ain't no God, as Apostle said, but you just don't know. That alarm clock or whatever you think woke you up this morning. If it wasn't for the mercy and the love and the grace of God, you would not have felt, heard, or even known anything about it. But I thank God for each day that I pray and ask Him, lead me, show me how you want me to be or how you want me to do this day. Because I know without you, I will not fail with you in my life. And I thank you. And I just want to say, if the lines are open, if anyone have a statement or testimony or anything they would like to say, your time is now.
Good morning again. This is Minister Margot. I'd just like to thank Apostle-elect for those words. And she gave us a lot to think about in regards to wisdom in our application or our ability to acquire it as we continue in this life and in this walk. One thing that sort of stuck with me is when in Proverbs, wisdom is referred to as a she. And I just thought about that. So to me, that implies that wisdom is like a person that you can have with you if you choose to. Wisdom can walk with you, be with you, teach you. If you embrace wisdom, it could be like a friend to you, like a sister. That's a beautiful thing. So let's seek wisdom in all that we do. Thank you for this word today. And God bless and keep you. And keep our family, both our bloodline family and the body of Christ. Thank you again. God bless.
Thank you, Minister Margo McCoy, for your words. Is there anyone else? Okay, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. For those that are listening but not able to talk, because we have been in times like that, I just want to thank God. Because each and every day that we wake up, we should thank God, praise his name, and thank him for the love and the mercy that he gave us another day, because we all know if it wasn't for him, we would not be here. No matter what you're going through, health-wise, finance, family, or even within yourself, God can show you the right way, teach you the right way, and lead you the right way. I just want to thank each and every one of you all for listening, for tuning in, excuse me, and to remember, we are all brothers and sisters in this world. God put us here to live among each other and treat each other as we want to be treated, and to understand, no matter what, pray to God, ask the Father and Son, and he can help us through any and all situations. And I just want to say thank you for listening and to ask you to tune in, excuse me, to each and every Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, for Let's Talk. And on Monday nights, which is Blog Talk, and also can be Facebook for Iron Sharpen Iron, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our speaker tomorrow night, I believe, is Minister Margo McCoy, a mighty woman of God with good teaching, understanding, and words that God has blessed her with. Excuse me, and on Friday nights, for Let's Talk with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is Blog Talk and also Facebook. And this Friday night, the speaker, I believe, is Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. And if I make any mistakes, I do stand the corrections. But I just want to thank the Lord for all of us to understand, no matter what we're going through, we might all need some corrections, but yet we need to understand to correct the person in the right way. For yet we have people that likes to joke around and misuse people in the wrong way. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you each and every day for blessing us and leading us through this world that is needs your help, needs your guidance, and needs your love, and need to understand you are the right way and the only way. And to remember our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Just remember, God is the way, the only way, and to thank him each and every day, because without him, we would not be. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you all for putting up with me on the program from my ins and out. But I thank God for letting me have a nice, respectable job where even on Sundays I can participate in the program. But just excuse me to the listeners for any interruptions or noise I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, and to let us know, all know, for each and every day, it's a blessed day for God has for us. Is there anyone else that might have words or a statement before we end the time is now? Other than that, God is a blessing to us all. Amen.
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 Amen.